It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Natasha Williams suffered with diabetes much of her life, and today on Wellness for Life Radio, she is here to share her story, her struggles, and how she overcame her illness and now lives a happy and full life. Thanks for being here, Natasha. I'd love to know, and I'd like to hear you share about how you got your initial diagnosis of diabetes.
At age 15, I had been hospitalized a couple of times with various problems as far as dehydration, kidney infections, complete exhaustion and fatigue. The doctors could not seem to figure out why I was having this reoccur, and the antibiotics weren't always fixing each of the problems. So at that time, I had a pediatrician that came in, and he actually looked at the bottom of my feet, and that's what made him realize that there was signs of diabetes. The bottom of your feet will often be real dry, cracked, and that's a really early sign and a good teller, along with the dehydration, kidney pain. And then I was also experiencing some body aches and body pain that were really odd for someone my age.
Yeah, at 15, I mean, you know, a doctor would have first thought, you know, she probably has something like chronic fatigue. She has mono. I'm sure they checked you for all of that. But they discovered that you actually had diabetes. And did they tell you what kind of diabetes?
At that point, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes because of my blood sugars and my A1C levels, and I did not need insulin at the time. And because there's just so many variables to being either type 1 or type 2, it's hard for them to pinpoint until there's an exact problem. So at the beginning, I was a type 2.
So how did you end up feeling better if you were type 2? Because type 2, basically, they don't use insulin at that time, as you said. What did they do for you?
They actually had to teach not only me but my family how to do different diets, exercise, sleep. We went into every facet of our lives, from the food we had, the sugar levels I had, the activity that I did each day, and constant monitoring. We always were checking my sugars and making sure that I was staying as stable as possible, usually using protein as my control.
Got it. So eating protein was super important to stabilize your blood sugar. What else did they do? Because, you know, at 15, you're so active, but you're also under a lot of stress with school.
Yes, and that was a major factor in a lot of my ups and downs. We really had to watch me because as a teenager, I also did cheat the system a lot. I was sneaking candy bars and sodas here and there. It came down to really the doctors had to teach me how to monitor myself and make me understand how dangerous diabetes really could be. And as time went on and I started going through more hormonal changes and such, we did eventually have to put me on some different types of insulin because it's so hard to do a lifestyle change for a teenager.
Do you believe that in the beginning, because your lifestyle was so poor, I don't know what it was before that, like as an adolescent, did you eat a lot of sugar before that?
I actually didn't. I was always one of those kids that didn't really care for it. It wasn't until I was told I couldn't have it that I actually had a problem with it.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. I know when people say you can't have it, it's when you want it more. It's interesting.
And when you tell a kid that, they want it even more.
Right. But I understand that you discovered that there was a genetic component to your condition.
I did. Actually, it took me until I was almost 31 when we first found out that there was another option for my type of diabetes. I went to see an endocrinologist, and he started looking over my history, and he said, you know, it just doesn't make sense. You don't fit into type 1 or type 2, but there is another possibility. And that's when we began to discuss genetic testing and the possibilities for having MODY diabetes.
Can you say that again, MODY diabetes?
Yes.
What does MODY stand for?
MODY is maturity onset diabetes of the youth. It's a genetic form of diabetes. So you're more likely to get it from genetics than you are from other factors.
So if it's a genetic factor, then that means that there's only so much you can do to correct it?
Correct. It's really something that is so ingrained into your genetics, it's not something medical science can go in and just take away and fix for you. So you really have to learn that this is a permanent situation now. It's not something that's going to get better. It's something you have to learn to deal with and control and handle and make yourself better.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with epigenetics and nutrigenomics. Those are just terms that you know, for my patients, a lot of my diabetic patients, whether it's type 2 and even prediabetes, we can literally reverse it by changing their lifestyle, changing the food you eat. But you're saying that with Emoti, because of the genetic component, it's not completely, I'm sure you can make it better, but you can't completely reverse it, right?
Correct. And that was something that we always wondered about with me, because I had done everything right for several years and was not seeing a whole lot of great progress. I was maintaining, but there wasn't progress. And with someone that has type 2, there's great opportunities for progress. Mm, and unfortunately, right. I just never showed the progress.
Right. And people who've got diabetes, people have sugar imbalances, often have an inflammatory disease, because sugar, it causes inflammation. And often the inflammatory attacks our muscles. And you actually suffer from my fibromyalgia as well now.
I do. Right after being diagnosed and doing the genetic testing for Emoti, we still had some situations that we couldn't pinpoint to the Emoti. Having Emoti gave us the answers for what I needed as far as my diabetes situation, but it wasn't answering some of the aches and pains and fatigue that sometimes were associated with the diabetes. And at that point, that's when my doctor started doing tons of MRIs, CAT scans. We tried all sorts of different diets, and we came up with the diagnosis of fibromyalgia.
So how are you handling the fibromyalgia now? What are you doing for it?
With fibromyalgia, you have so many options because they're just not sure. There's so many different symptoms that affect each person. I have actually started tracking everything I do. I track my food. I track my exercise. I track my medications. I'm making sure that I am on top of everything, and I'm making sure that I'm doing what's best for my personal health situation.
Right. Well, which I think that's an optimal way to figure out what the triggers are. Because that's what you're doing by tracking everything. And you want to maintain your life so you don't go overboard, because once you do too much, that fibromyalgia symptoms will really kick in and give you a lot of pain, correct?
Yes, they do. And sometimes it feels as if I'm shutting everybody else down in the world, and I feel like I'm letting people down. But I have to remember to take care of me first to be able to take care of everything else. So I've learned to say, you know, enough is enough, and I can't push it any further.
Yeah, I like what you're saying, because I know most of us in America, we are go-getters. We just want to do everything. We're super moms. We overwork. We over-exercise. We do everything over, right? And
yes.
So what you're saying, in moderation, hold back when you still want to. We have another day tomorrow.
Yep, everything can be done another day.
That's right. Well, gosh, this is great information. And you're a perfect classic case study that a lot of my patients go through. You know, they've got to change their lifestyle. Just like you're saying, you've had to change everything. And watch what you're eating. Watch what you're doing. How much exercise you've got, you know. So fibromyalgia is really a syndrome of condition of many different things. So much, Natasha. I really appreciate you being here on Radio MD. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Wellness for Life. Until next time, stay well.